But what are these allegations that Dibble was a fraud from the jump and that he just had five fallacies? Like, what are they trying to say about him?
All right. So I have, as a science teacher, I have a lot of people who like treat me as enemies. And so we'll get into Dan, who is the video of the five things.
Right.
I haven't watched his video of the five things.
Now, this is usually where I'd give the person I'm responding to both barrels. I mean, how the hell are you supposed to weigh in on a video that you haven't even bothered to watch? But you read the title, right? I got a lot of stuff wrong, man. Basically, one video of mine was, like, completely wrong. It was outdated information. And when Isaac, a.k.a. Zeke Darwin, when he saw that video, it destroyed my credibility in his mind. Basically, now he doesn't even need to watch my stuff to weigh in on it. He just thinks it's BS. And that sucks, but it's not, you know, that's not unreasonable. So I figured while I was going ahead and pointing out that I got some stuff wrong here, fellers, I'd also point out that this is, like, can really damage a person's credibility to the point where it's something to avoid. This is a good case study here, so we'll talk about that. And also, while we're at it, there's a little minor thing that we'll point out where the debunker community seems to hold a kind of a double standard, but this also is a psychological thing, too. So, yeah, we're going to talk about the way people's brains think when it comes to this kind of stuff, as well as the fact that I was wrong as... Hi, my name's Dan, and welcome to Dunking. So what did I get wrong? Well, sadly, more than one thing. In a video that I uploaded about DNA not being able to disprove Atlantis, pretty much every point that I made in it was wrong, except for what I said that when they test the modern indigenous populations, they assume any old world DNA they find is from the post-colonial era. That seems to still be the case. Beyond that, everything that I said pretty much was wrong, and that's just like across the board. That video was outdated, and that's the first thing I want to mention is this is information that was outdated because I already knew it. So when I went and looked the stuff up, I just, like, research bias, I guess you would call it, I knew what I was looking for. I knew these facts. I already knew this stuff. I've known it for years. Well, that's why it's outdated, Dan. But so there's no excuse for that. I'm just saying that it wasn't deliberately dishonest. I didn't do this to forge a narrative. I made the video to make a point, but I knew these facts already. So that was a mistake on my part, and that's a kind of a big one. But there's one other mistake that I made that I need to point out here. The other thing I got wrong was I said that Flint Dibble worked at Dartmouth University and had most likely handled indigenous remains that were in violation of repatriation laws. Now, the things that I got wrong there is that Flint Dibble never actually physically worked at Dartmouth, and he doesn't work there now. He worked there via Skype or Zoom or whatever during the whole time that everybody had to work from home, right? And he doesn't work there now, even though if you Google Flint Dibble College, the top hit is Dartmouth University. I don't understand why they don't take his name off the roster. I mean, if a guy quits playing for the Mets, they don't have his freaking name still on the roster 2 years later, do they? But that's neither here nor there. I made that mistake. The point still stands that Flint worked for an institution that is actively upsetting the indigenous population of America. While he complains that people like Graham Hancock are promoting white supremacy. And so that point stands, right? But that was a little more accusatory than it should be. But I left that up for about a month before, at least a month, before I did anything. And there's a reason for that. I have pointed out to Flint numerous times that his personal attacks on Atlantis hunters in general about the whole ism thing, you guys are racist, I pointed out more than once that that is extremely personal, extremely underhanded, and that it's on very tenuous grounds, and it's offensive. It's why me and him don't freaking get along anymore. For anything he wants to say, he knows full good and well that our falling out, Bill's falling out, JT's falling out, all these guys pretty much that I had a falling out with, for the most part, that are archaeologists, came about because they have no problem implying that people like me spread white supremacist rhetoric. So that kind of lie, it pisses a guy off. So I figured I would just let Flint see for a little bit how it feels to have something out there that just is a little bit wrong, and it sucks. So after I found out it was wrong, I just ignored it for a little over a month. And I think it might have worked.
He has attacked me, and he has personally been stalking me by making tons of videos about me and lying about me and knowingly lying about me. He knows he's lied about me being he accused me of being a researcher at Dartmouth University who handled indigenous remains. He did this both on Twitter and YouTube. He knew I was not affiliated with Dartmouth College. At that time, I taught at Dartmouth for 1 year. I taught in the classics department, and I was never even in person at Dartmouth. It was during the pandemic. It was entirely online. I've never even been to Dartmouth College. Not even once in my life.
So I'll go ahead and retract it now, because I think he's a little bit upset. But we'll go ahead and talk about that whole mess in a future video.
So I saw that you had some input on Graham Hancock's basically his adversary that was brought on Joe Rogan, this Dibble guy. What exactly is going on there?
Just for some context here, like with Graham Hancock, I don't hate the guy. I have his book sitting across from me that was a gift to me at one point because I used to be really interested in a lot of his stuff.
Now that sounds pretty fair of Zeke, doesn't it, right? But I want you to pay very close attention to what he says next.
But it was when I heard him talking about Denisovans where it kind of came off as someone pushing something that directly went against what I knew the evidence suggested.
Right.
So that was kind of my shift away from Hancock to more like wanting to look and see more about what he was saying. And I had a big shift in some certain things like the comet impact hypothesis as I kind of saw behind the curtain, I guess.
Now notice Graham got one chance, and after that, Zeke assumed that he was misleading his audience, he was deliberately forging a false narrative, and all of a sudden he got super duper critical of all the alternate history claims and even to the Younger Dryas impact hypothesis and things that are just associated with Graham Hancock. And now I don't know what statement exactly about the Denisovans rubbed him the wrong way, so I can't say whether Graham is right or whether Zeke is right. But it doesn't really matter so much to me here. Is what matters is it was one thing, and Zeke went down a rabbit hole of disbelief, of scrutinizing all of these different things because of one thing that Hancock said. Ruined his credibility in Zeke's mind.
Then with Dibble, my first interaction with Dibble was actually regarding Naledi, because I was big on Naledi and I have a platform where I reach a lot of people. So I take that seriously. I try to put everything out as accurately as possible. But with Naledi, I jumped the gun a little bit. I was showing all of this evidence of fire, all of this evidence that Lee Berger had presented, because I'm a school teacher. Lee Berger has a good reputation. I kind of took it and I went with it, and I was sharing that stuff, and it wasn't peer reviewed yet. And Flint Dibble had a lot to say about it. And I initially kind of responded as if he was just like an old cranky dude that just kind of wanted to hold on to the views from the past. And I realized I was wrong.
So at first Zeke was defensive and argued with Flint, but eventually he accepted that Flint was most likely right and took his video down and made a public retraction and let his audience know he was wrong. It's the kind of thing you have to do if you actually care more about portraying accurate information to your audience than portraying an image of a perfect, perfect dispensary of knowledge. One way or the other, your audience gets misled, but at least this way you can fix it in hindsight. Still sucks. Second time I've had to make a video like this, and I knew when I made the first one I'd be back here doing it again. It's a frustrating thing, but here we are. Probably going to be doing it again. Almost guarantee I'll be doing this again. Anyway, there's one thing that's really important to mention here, is that Zeke didn't give Graham the same benefit of the doubt here that he gave himself, which of course Zeke knows that he's not lying, unless he was deliberately lying, but I don't think he was. He just assumes that Graham was misleading people when he got stuff wrong. He doesn't, try, maybe if people, to try talking with him a little bit, or let him know that this was wrong, try to do it politely and stuff, and maybe he would have actually retracted the statement and said, hey, I got this wrong. But you'd have to give the guy a chance in order to do that. Furthermore, Zeke is doing a little bit of the projection I talked about in the previous video. Not the exact same kind of projection about something that he loathes, but he's doing the kind of projection that a lot of us do where we assume people know the things we do. If we know something, we frequently assume that it's just common knowledge, right? I know it. I'm not anything too terribly special, but everybody's got to know it. Well, The Denisovan stuff is something that Graham isn't very aware of compared to Zeke. He doesn't gone to college in the last 5 years or 10 years for it like Zeke has, and he certainly didn't specialize in it when he did go to college. The Denisovans weren't even known to have existed when Graham went to college. So there's a huge disconnect, a huge gap in the level of academic knowledge. So to assume that Graham was deliberately forging a false narrative, in my opinion, requires a little bit of projection on Zeke's part.
Then they both end up going on Rogan, and really Hancock shows up unprepared for the debate. It seems like his, and I think a lot of his fans would agree that like his downfall was kind of that, like all of his points were about like being called racist or being called white. So he wasn't addressing the actual archaeology arguments. Right. It was this kind of emotional kind of response. And
yeah, on its face, the debate did not look very good for Graham. As a matter of fact, it looked pretty freaking bad. But that's because Flint said a lot of things that weren't accurate. So, like, how is Graham supposed to prepare for that when he's getting information that there's no way that he's heard before because it's not real information? For example.
You know, it's just kind of like, I will admit they have literally, this will be the only time I admit this, I made one mistake that they have called up. Literally just one. I showed this figure that I got from a scientific article that cited a UN estimate of shipwrecks, and it estimated that there are millions of shipwrecks out there. What I did not gather in my reading when I pulled up that figure was that that was an estimate of the total number of shipwrecks that exist. It was not a reflection of how many shipwrecks have been actually explored. So what that means is instead of 3 million, there's 300,000 shipwrecks that have been explored. And it doesn't change the substance of my point.
Now, all Graham could do was challenge those numbers, and he would have had to assume that Flint was full of crap in order to have done that, right? And it is a huge deal, despite Flint saying otherwise. I mean, it's 10 times less, which you account for World War I and World War II. All of a sudden, it's like the vast majority of the shipwrecks that we have are not old enough to even qualify as ancient. You only have a handful of ancient ones, to be honest, right? But that's still not what Flint's portraying, okay? Still, even today, he's not saying that. But that's kind of beyond the scope of what I'm trying to get at. This is a huge error, and it's one that he prepared before he came to the debate. This was one he had people help him and fact-check his stuff. He talks about all the people that helped him out. And this is a blatant error done to forge a narrative. This is the kind of thing that, in my mind, there's no question, because he talks about how much he prepared and how many people helped him and stuff. But watch how Zeke handles this. Compared to how he looks at Graham, look at how Zeke thinks of Flint Dibble making a mistake that's overtly dishonest and forging a narrative.
I've seen a lot of kind of shifts towards, and this is where I kind of want to defend Dibble a little bit, because especially just these last few days, I've seen a lot of this, where people are pointing like to two or three things that he said that may not have been entirely accurate. And it's with the territory, with all of the nuance. If you want from a 2-3 hour podcast, you're going to be able to find things like that you can kind of say, well, this wasn't completely true. So it kind of seems like at this point we're hung up on some nuance behind a few points that may not have been true. I don't know. I haven't paid attention to those videos, because at the end of the day, like, I felt really comfortable coming on this podcast with you. Mm-hmm. But going into a debate like that on Joe Rogan with someone who has talked so much about this topic and is so good at talking about this topic, that would be really tough to do. And if you are wrong about a couple of things, it's not necessarily that you're lying. Mm-hmm. Or that you're trying to mislead. I'm sure I will probably end up finding out I was wrong about one or two things during this conversation.
Now, there's a couple things worth pointing out here. The first one is that clearly this is a double standard. I would think anybody could see that. Graham gets one mistake. And as we'll see in a little bit, I get one mistake. But Flint, Zeke, dude, a few, you know, I mean, I got some stuff wrong right here, bro. It's no big deal. But you get some stuff wrong. And here's the thing. The other point to worth mentioning here is on its face, this is like some horrible double standard. But if you really look at it and think about it, there's a reason. And this is the reason that I'm extremely less critical to alternate history people than I am scientists. So listen up here for those of you who think Dan's just completely not an impartial source. He's just all bias and lies about all that crap. When Flint Dibble says there's 3 million shipwrecks, even Graham Hancock believes him. Everybody believes the scientist. Okay, look up the Milgram experiment, for fuck's sake. Everybody believes scientists. Generally speaking, scientists have a massive amount of authority, and only in the recent years has that begun to get damaged, and that's kind of on them. But anyway, compare that with a guy like Graham Hancock. When Graham Hancock says, archaeologists say this is wrong, but he is telling you, if you're going to hang your head on this, bro, you need to do some research on your own, because this is not accepted mainstream knowledge. This is something that is on the fringe. The difference in authority that a person like Graham Hancock portrays to the world and a person like Flint Dibble portrays to the world is night and day. And that is why Flint gets 20 chances and Zeke gets 20 chances. He's also got a couple letters next to his name. He's an academic, he's a school teacher, right? But Graham gets one chance because he in the subconscious mind, he's not the same. He's just not the same. And in the subconscious mind of Zeke, he's not worthy of as many chances to prove that he's honest. If he crosses the line, it's because he's a liar. But academics don't do that. If they cross the line, it's an accident, bro.
But what are these allegations that Dibble was a fraud from the jump and that he just had 5 fallacies? Like, what are they trying to say about him?
All right. So I have, as a science teacher, I have a lot of people who like treat me as enemies. And so we'll get into Dan, who is the video of the 5 things.
Right.
I haven't watched his video of the 5 things.
So here we are. And notice how Zeke words this, right? He doesn't need to watch my video. He knows I'm full of crap. So why would he even bother? Okay. Exact same treatment that he's giving Graham, which sucks because it's like you make one mistake, even if it's an honest one, and you lose all your credibility. And these guys just feel like, let him tell you what he thinks of me at this point.
I used to have a pretty good relationship with Dan. I saw him as someone who was kind of trying to put the truth out and kind of trying to stay in the middle. This whole Dibble thing really kind of shifted my view of Dan's content. I watched his video on ancient DNA, which is, I think, probably one of those 5 fallacies, because he presented this ancient DNA from the debate as Dibble lying and making huge, huge claims that aren't supported by the evidence.
Yeah, we did used to have a pretty decent relationship, but it wasn't the debate that screwed it up. It was, again, my video on the DNA came out a full week before the debate went live. The thing that screwed it up was that he decided that I'd release that crap as a lie, right? That's basically what it was. He assumed that my video was deliberately made to misinform people in order to forge a false narrative. And with that assumption, he doesn't have to like give me any benefit of the doubt at all, right? You need to watch my videos. Now, he'll assume that DNA is one of the talking points that I hit Flint with, when in reality, it's not. I mean, I guess if you count the crop domestication and feralization thing, but that not at all to do with the video that I made that he has a problem with. So that's one thing to mention. Now, he didn't really give me any criticisms either. Zeke didn't, he told me he thought that the video was bad, but he didn't, tell me anything specifically. And there was a dude, unnamed third party, who was just, running around yelling at me, being pretty much an asshole, to be honest with you. And maybe Zeke was expecting me to take his word for it, because I also used to be friends with this unnamed third party. But he had lost my faith. I didn't give him any credibility. After a month prior to that, I just had gotten to the point where it was there's so many things that are just clearly obvious. He rejects all evidence that doesn't coincide with Team Debunker. So I just it was pretty clear to me that he was if you're not at least a little bit open-minded, I don't really give two shits about what you have to say about this stuff. No offense. But that was my fault because he was right in what he said. Just like I was right in, just like Zeke got stuff wrong about my video because he didn't trust me enough to even look at it. So he's out there just spewing falsehoods. I didn't trust this dude, so I ended up leaving a falsehood up quite a bit longer than I should have. That is kind of worth mentioning because it is a little funny that the way that the human brain does the same thing both directions. A damn horseshoe theory will never die, I swear to God.
That's something I do know a lot about. So I was doing cardio. I turned the video on because I get along with Dan well at the time. I watched the whole video. It was bad. It was using a lot of papers from like sub 2010, taking the fines from that and like implying that that's still the limit of what we can do today. When in reality, the field of ancient DNA has gone so far since then.
Now, it's something that I actually thought I knew a fair deal about, but my info was outdated. Again, I'm old. That info was, you know, I got it in my 30s. I didn't, like, get it when I was, like, 19 or 20. I got it kind of as an older dude, right? But, like my video game collection, it is outdated.
I guess getting back to that video, like I said, I haven't watched the five, right. But from the same creator, when he has made videos on subjects that I do know really well, I have found them to be very misleading and be very much like trying to score points. Mm-hmm. And
now, did you catch the magic there? He used to like my videos. He said earlier, he used to think I was an impartial dude, remember? But I made one video that he disagreed with. And now what does he say?
When he has made videos on subjects that I do know really well, I have found them to be very misleading.
Multiple errors. Now I'm a spin doctor. One mistake has become a pattern in his mind. Now it's my videos, not a video, that he has a problem with. And obviously this sucks for me, but this is a good touchstone to kind of educate the community for a second. So here we go. I know a lot of people think that I'm ideological because they watch one or two videos. But if you have watched me for any length of time, you'll probably recognize a lot of the points that I make are more psychological than ideological. And this is a great example of one of those, okay? The unnamed third party, I don't trust, or didn't trust, don't trust, however you want to look at it. Zeke doesn't trust me for the same reason. Graham doesn't get trusted for the same reason. Flint doesn't get trusted for the same reason. You make a mistake and people pick at it and decide whether or not this was a accident or on purpose done to forge a false narrative or done not to. And a lot of times that decision is very arbitrary. It's very much just in their head and what they think about the individual or what team they're on or how it works out best in for their next video or whatever, right? There's a lot of different things that factor into play in these kinds of deals. But ultimately my point here is that this is a psychological thing and there's no getting around it. You are not going to get people to stop doing this any more than you're going to get cats to quit crapping in sand or dogs to quit barking at mailmen. This is what people do. If something damages its credibility in our mind, it's really, really hard for that thing to get it back. So why do I even mention this then? If we can't change, why would I point this out? It sucks to be us, huh? Well, no, man. It's the opposite side of it. I don't expect you to turn around and give people credibility when you feel like they don't deserve it. I completely know that Zeke will not think of me the same way that he did 6 months ago after he watches this video. This video might change his perception to a degree, but it sure as hell will not unring all the bells that have been ringing his brain. That's just human nature, and I can't do a damn thing about that. So why talk about all this? Because I can try harder to not make mistakes in the future. Because this kind of shit's really damaging. When this unnamed third party went so far, he started making mistakes and it cost him his credibility in my mind. When I did made mistakes, it cost my credibility in Zeke's mind. It sucks, all right? And there's no getting it back. So it's important to be careful when making your content that you don't accidentally put out something that's false, because you could lose friends over it, for fuck's sake. Here we are. I mean, you think Zeke doesn't just think that I made a video that had falsehoods and then turned around and think that it's more than one video that had falsehoods. Listen to what he has to say about me.
I think it did kind of work out the way this creator wanted, where now he gets a lot more views because Graham Hancock is pushing this video as like proof that he was conned. I think this was probably the fastest growing fuller length video he's had in a while. My answer to your question would be, I think that a lot of those are being pushed by people who want to change the narrative from Dibble explaining archaeology to Dibble lying about everything, or even just a lot of the stuff. And I don't think it's fair.
So now in his mind, I was playing 4D chess in order to get Graham's eyeballs and eventually get a video that did better than most of my other ones, which this video did. The first video of mine that Graham shared did do a lot better than anything else. It's the megalithic stone nub video is the only one that's outperformed it. Link in description. But it's kind of funny because that's not the reason that I did it. I did not deliberately misinform anybody. The point was to address Flint Dibble's false claims. And you might be thinking now, well, Dan, you've been saying the whole time, you've been talking about people damaging their credibility. Why is it that you still are not giving Flint the benefit of the doubt? Or are you about to change gears on us? Well, fuck no, I'm not about to change gears on you on that one. I'm sorry. Here's the thing. Flint didn't accidentally put up a graph from the Roman era while he's talked about metallurgy in the Ice Age. He didn't accidentally say that crops take thousands of years to feralize and then say, well, I don't know exactly, but not say, when I said thousands of years, I was wrong, I misspoke. He left that thousands of years out, but his I don't know exactly was vague. He didn't accidentally say, I only said one time that Graham had anything to do with white supremacy when he said it numerous times. He didn't accidentally say these things, okay? He didn't accidentally say there were 3 million shipwrecks when there were 300,000. He carefully put this together. Everybody says he came to the debate well prepared. He talks about multiple people helping him. Multiple blatant falsehoods that all fall on his side of the fence. Every one of them just happens to fall. Every error just happens to support Flint's case a little better. I'm sorry. He has ruined his credibility with me. Maybe I'm not being fair to him there, but I only got one mistake. Graham only got one mistake. I spent months trying to get Flint to address the racism false accusations. I spent months before I got mean about any of it. It wasn't until I saw him spreading the same bullshit on Joe Rogan and slightly amending it to address the things that I'd said to make it immune to the things that I had said. I was at that point, I knew what Flint was about. And then the gloves came off.
I think it is misguided. And like going back to that DNA evidence video, if I were to watch that video without knowing what I know, I probably would have been left pretty convinced because he's using real papers, like pointing out the stuff from the paper that supports his claim. But what he leaves out is the 15 years since where we have kind of moved past our archaic abilities.
Now, a few times I've told my audience that, you know, I took a long time off from studying all the alternate history stuff and whatnot because, well, I got custody of my son and I had to take care of him. And when he was first born, even like my life changed, right? And he's 15 now. So again, this is not an excuse, but this is I was reading that kind of stuff 15 years ago. That was cutting edge knowledge to me when I was in my mid 30s. So again, I'm sorry, I was wrong. And this is not an excuse to say that. I'm just pointing it out to say, I did not deliberately misinform anyone. That's not what I'm about. And I know some people think that's what I'm about. If that's what I was about, it would be really easy to just jump into a community that would allow it. There's plenty of aspects of the whole alternate history community that are very unskeptical. So, no, that's not who I am.
And we really, like, think about everything I've told you today,
right,
that we've learned through ancient DNA. We weren't working with ancient DNA during the time that those a lot of those papers were published. So it's just, right. it's apples to oranges when you say that this is our ability. So to claim we can know these things, what it specifically was about was the claim of like, we could see if humans or other organisms had made it to the new world by like the DNA admixture and stuff. And the, huh. the video claimed we wouldn't be able to see that when it's, we would. If we found them, we could test them. We could show that, oh, this group, they were here from over there way before than we expected. How did this happen? Or even like with admixture of like, we could find potentially ancient admixture from cattle into bison or something. If this global yeah. civilization was like helping people, they'd be bringing stuff with it. The DNA does not support it at all. And it's just, I don't know. It's just...
Now here I'm going to throw you a curveball I bet none of you expect. The up until now unnamed third party is Ancient Puzzles, and he, like I said, is a former friend of mine. Well, he's been working on a response video to me, and he told me as much, but I assumed that it was my Flint Dibble video that he was going to respond to. I just assumed that that would be the one that most people were going to take shots at. The couple other people that are talking about doing it are trying to take shots at those videos. So anyway, I assumed that's what was going on. I was wrong. He was targeting the DNA video that I just privated. Well, that sucks for him because he's put a lot of effort in. He's been talking to me about this for like a fucking month, man. So, and I know how hard and frustrating research can be. So if he's put a month into doing it and then I just am like, gotcha, buddy. That's basically a rug pull to him for like a month of his extracurricular activities working on his YouTubes and social media crap. And even though he's been being a downright asshole to me lately, I you know, against my better judgment, I'm going to not point out any of the stuff in my video that I got wrong, except for to say that I was just wrong. It was wrong, like I said earlier. Now, I looked into it and saw, like I said, there was the one thing that I'm pretty sure is still accurate. When I did my research, that was the one thing that seemed to still stand on its own. So I could make this video. And if Ancient Puzzles video sucks, I will make this video. But he's been working on it for a while. Maybe it won't suck. Maybe I'll even share it. We'll see. But at any rate, there's this little icon thing of a job. You can find him if you want. I guess it's against my better judgment. But I kind of, you know, I hope this is to show people that I'm not trying to mislead anyone. And I'm not even to the point where I don't even give a fuck if you go out and say Dan got this shit wrong. Because if I got it wrong, fucking I got it wrong, man. That's, you know, I'll own that shit. I go around throwing rocks at people to get shit wrong all the time. I'm not going to turn around and pretend, oh, that doesn't happen to me. I get something wrong, fucking throw a rock at me, man. I'll take it on the dome. I deserve it. So throw the rock. And so he gets the chance to do that. Hopefully it's a good video again. Anyway, I hope that this gets to the point where we don't have these kinds of just constant bickerings and stupidity and whatnot. But as long as bullshit information passes for debunkings of quote-unquote pseudoscience, I will do this sort of thing. Y'all either bring your goddamn A-game or get drug. Have a good day.